Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
I have some good news to announce. Next week, our company will begin offering exercise classes. There have been several research studies that have shown that exercise during the day increases employee productivity. So we'd like to organize this for our staff here on site. Brad Choi, a local fitness instructor, will lead classes three times a week. The program is open to all. If you're interested, complete this short registration form to give to Mr. Choi at the first class.
Number 71. What is the topic of the announcement? Number 72. What benefit does the speaker mention? Number 73. What should interested listeners do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
Tired of the same dining experience night after night? Try Fern Hollow Restaurant for a change. Fern Hollow is the only restaurant in the area that has live music performed by different musical groups every single night. And if you love our food but can't make it into the restaurant, don't worry. You can still enjoy our delicious dishes at your next office function. Just visit our website to book a catering service. And for our regular customers, starting next month, make sure you join our brand new loyalty program.
Number 74. What does the speaker say is unique about a restaurant? Number 75. According to the speaker, what can the listeners do online? Number 76. What will begin next month? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Thank you for stopping by our booth. I hope you're enjoying the bicycle convention. I don't know how many booths you visited at the convention today, but if you're looking to purchase a bicycle with an innovative design, this will be your last stop. After 3 years of planning and engineering, our company is proud to bring you Future Bike, a bicycle designed to be folded up for easy transport. Many of our competitors have foldable bikes, but what makes Future Bike unique is that it is the most lightweight on the market. At just over 6 kilograms, our bicycle is lighter than the average backpack.
Number 77. Where most likely are the listeners? Number 78. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"This will be your last stop"?
Number 79. According to the speaker, what is unique about a product? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following news report.
In local news, the city government has been considering converting the downtown public park into a housing development. Over the past few years, the city's population has increased due to job growth in the area. The proposed new housing could meet this rising demand. However, the city needs both housing and green space, and there's the controversy. In fact, a debate was held at City Hall last night, and apparently, they had the highest attendance there ever.
Number 80. What is the news report mainly about? Number 81. According to the speaker, why has the local population increased? Number 82. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"They had the highest attendance there ever"?
Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, my name is Harumi Ota, and I'm calling about a travel bag I ordered online from your company. I just received it and saw that one of the straps is missing. I checked your website and verified that it was listed as having both a handheld strap and a shoulder strap. The thing is, I'm getting ready for a business trip. I have to travel to meet a client next week, so please send the shoulder strap as soon as possible. Oh, and I want to let you know the bag was sent to the wrong address. My apartment number is 203, not 302. Thanks very much.
Number 83. Why is the speaker calling? Number 84. What does the speaker say she is preparing for? Number 85. According to the speaker, what information was incorrect? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Bradford. This is Mark Torres from Creative Writers Magazine. I stumbled on your blog and read some of your stories, and I'm impressed by your writing style. I'd like to see some more writing samples if you have any that you haven't published yet. We might be interested in publishing something in a future issue. If you call our office, we can probably set up an appointment for this week. Just keep in mind that an afternoon appointment would be better. There is a construction site across the street from our office, and they make a lot of noise in the morning, but they're usually finished by noon.
Number 86. Where does the speaker work? Number 87. What does the speaker say he would like to see? Number 88. According to the speaker, what is the problem with a construction project? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I'm glad all the managers here at the hotel could attend this meeting. As you know, we built this hotel last year thanks to our investors in Korea. Well, they're coming next week to discuss financing a second hotel. Let's convince them. Let's show them that our business is worth another investment. Once their group arrives, I'd like the hotel restaurant to serve a nice meal. Miss Carlyle, please have your staff prepare an elegant dinner with both Korean and Western dishes. We also need someone to greet them at the airport. I know Soo Bin can speak Korean. We want our investors to feel comfortable and welcome during their entire stay.
Number 89. Why will a group from Korea visit the hotel next week? Number 90. What does the speaker instruct Ms. Carlyle to do? Number 91. Why does the speaker say,
I know Soo Bin can speak Korean.
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following advertisement.
Lansford Career Center invites you to take advantage of the employment services we offer. If you want to find a job or get ahead in your professional development, make an appointment with one of our career advisors. We have 30 years of experience helping clients find positions in the workforce. And mark this on your calendars, May 15th. Attend a job seminar at our Broad Avenue location and begin your journey toward a satisfying career. You can also visit our website to read some comments from many of our happy clients.
Number 92. What is being advertised? Number 93. What will take place on May 15th? Number 94. What can the listeners do on a website? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following tour information and map.
Welcome to today's bus tour of the Market District. Now that you've all found a seat, we'll get started. Today we'll be exploring three of the main markets in the area. Unfortunately, there is one market that we won't be able to see. It's closed because it's located on First Street and that road's shut down for emergency repairs. Instead, we'll ride on a riverboat this afternoon. You'll see some beautiful views of the city from the boat. Now I suggest getting your cameras ready. We'll soon be stopping at a statue of the city's founder so you can take a picture.
Number 95. Look at the graphic. Which market is closed today? Number 96. What will the listeners do this afternoon? Number 97. What does the speaker recommend that the listeners do next? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and clocks.
Hi, Gordon. It's Anna. I've arrived here in Vancouver for the opening of the branch office. I wanted to discuss the sales strategy with you, and I don't think it can wait until I get back. I'm wondering if you'll be available for a discussion on Friday morning. There's a 2-hour time difference between the office here in Vancouver and your office, so that'll be 9 a.m. for you. The opening ceremony here doesn't start until mid-morning. Please call me back to confirm that this time will work for you. Thanks.
Number 98. What event is the speaker planning to attend? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Where is the listener's office located? Number 100. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? This is the end of the listening test. End of recording.